So yeah, we're all pieces of the pie. And those that are born again are pieces but have the whole. Those that are not saved are pieces cut off and they're not born again yet. So they're just pieces. And so we as the church can look at each other and communicate. This is why they don't want you in communication with each other. Because let's say a brother and sister is communicating, you can grow exponentially just back and forth. Or two brothers or two sisters or whatever. Especially if you have people that are exercising their gift in the body. So two pieces of the pie who have the Holy Spirit communicate back and forth. They grow exponentially because the Holy Spirit is using each other. It blew my mind how I could be in a text with somebody and who's saved and just grow like crazy, or be in an email with somebody and grow like crazy, or on the phone. Somebody's really saved, you know. Because they can hear you. They get it. They get it. Now, this is why it works. This is so important. This is so important. This is why that works. When you open the Word, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little, you're taking Scripture and comparing it, and you're dividing it, you're rightly dividing it, you're separating it, and you're growing, because you're putting, you know, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. And so as you rightly divide the Word of truth, you grow exponentially. And so when you're talking to a brother or sister, you're both pieces. Or so when you look at the Bible, the original, they found little fragments, right? And so you take the fragments and put it together in a whole. And so each person who's saved is a fragment. And you put the fragments together, you start to see the whole picture. So you talk to somebody in a different country, city, state, whatever. And you start to see the whole picture because they start to say, oh yeah, those are narcissists. Oh yeah, that's a psychopath. Oh yeah, that's a saint. Those people are rightly dividing the Word. Those people aren't, you know. And you start to communicate back and forth. That actually happened today because somebody asked me about the fallen angel thing. Well, we know that fallen angels, why would they possess people if they could come human, right? It don't make sense. And why would they respect the marriage laws if they didn't respect God's laws in heaven? And why would Jesus tell the Pharisees, you're of your father the devil? And they said, no, we're of our father Abraham. We're born from Abraham. So Jesus said, I know, but you're still a devil. So it's spiritual devil. Spiritual. It's a spiritual battle. And Ephesians 6 tells you, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities, powers, rulers of darkness. So long story short, the reason we grow exponentially, if we want to, is we cut off the noise, cut off the lies, cut off the drama, cut off the box, the idiot box, and cut off all the distractions, and we talk to saints, and we grow. And we read the Bible, and we listen to the Holy Spirit, and we meditate on the truth, you know. That's what's happening, people. You're a fragment. You're a piece cut off. The Word spoke. Jesus, the Logos, spoke it. It's like a farmer scattering seed. Some seed fell on good ground and they got saved. Some seed fell on bad ground. Some got choked up with the cares of this life. And so if you can hear me, you're the good seed. If I can hear you and you're saved, I'm the good seed. You should be able to hear one another. Because you're pieces of the pie. So you have your, each person is a piece of the whole, but you have the whole in you, which is the Holy Spirit. The whole E is Spirit. The whole Spirit in you, which the earnest of the Spirit, but you still, when you communicate with each other, each member of the body, the members are communicating, communion, underneath the head, which is Christ. So your whole body's working together as a unit. And you're healthy and whole, and you can rightly divide the Word of truth. It's really easy, but the 501(c)(3) don't want you to know how much you know. because they get jealous because you know more than them if your heart's right. And they get mad because you're not. The preacher gets mad at you when you know more than them because they're of the denomination.